Welcome to Believers Academy. My name is Ruth, and I'm so glad you are joining us for this series, God Wants to Be Your Friend. Lesson 1 will show us what God has done to become your friend. Do you know you are precious to God and He wants to have fellowship with you? It's true. No matter who you are and what you've done, you're still a treasure to God. You'll want a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. Anytime during the teaching, you can pause or go back to hear a point again. In addition, there are some study aids on this page, such as a quick study guide and a faith in action plan that you can download. This is a great lesson taken from a classic teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The message is as relevant now as the day he preached it. We know you will enjoy it and learn more about what God thinks of you. So let's begin. Let's talk about what God has done to be your friend. First of all, man has sinned. It sounds great to say that God sees mankind as a treasure, but that creates questions that must be answered. The Bible tells us that man is sinful, not only because he commits sin, but also because his human nature that came from his ancestor Adam is rebellious towards God. What is sin? Sin is anything that opposes God, His word, and His will. This opposition could be the form of actions such as the Ten Commandments. It can be words that are against God's plan and purposes. Or this resistance could be attitudes or thoughts that are birthed in a desire to replace God as the Supreme One. Adam committed high treason by disobeying God's one commandment, "Do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil." When Adam ate that fruit, he rejected God and accepted the lordship of Satan. He moved from the position of a friend of God to become God's enemy. He rejected God and walked away from having God's intelligence, understanding, provision, and protection. And if that weren't bad enough, Adam passed this fallen condition on to all his descendants. The Bible puts it this way in Romans 3:23, "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. People sin because they are sinners, and God still loves everyone while they are sinning." You see, human nature has made itself an enemy of God. Romans 8:7 says, "For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will." Now here's a problem. How could God look at a totally ungodly, compromised, treasonous mankind that literally belonged to the devil and call it a treasure? Man has sinned, and that sin separates him from God. And God doesn't like to see his treasure under the influence of sin, knowing it leads to death. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." God doesn't accept sin, period. So how can God accept mankind, who are sinners, as a treasure? How can he love the one who is sinning? You see the problem? God loved the world, but he couldn't accept sin. That's where faith comes in. God looks by faith and sees a treasure. Here's the amazing answer to the dilemma. Romans 4:17 says, "God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did." God doesn't look at things the way they are. He looks at them the way they are going to be when he blesses them. In other words, God operates totally and completely by faith. He sees mankind, his creation, and he yearns for their fellowship and friendship. He sees you beautiful. He sees you valuable. He has called you a treasure before he bought you. Over and over again, the Bible says that God's love for mankind is unwavering. As we have already seen, even when man was in a fallen state, totally separated from God, he was calling us his treasure. Let's read Matthew 13:44. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field." Jesus stuck his neck out far enough to buy and pay for the world with his own blood and get it all back, not knowing if one human being would ever believe. He spoke by faith, calling things that are not as though they were. This is God's method to have a relationship with you, even though you were in sin. It looks to us as though we are not right with God, but to God, he sees by faith that we are right with him. He looks through the eyes of faith, not eyes of circumstance. Even though man was sinful, God saw man as he would be after being cleansed by the blood of Jesus. God, through the sacrifice of Jesus, made a way for you to change from a sinner to a person who is right with him. He forgave you and removed the barrier when Jesus took the punishment of all sin. The price was paid. It's done. Now God's faith becomes reality. He sees you as a child by faith. When you accept Jesus, he sees the reality of you as his child. He sees you as if sin had never existed. God never changes. He never speaks darkness, death, or defeat. He always speaks life. He speaks the word that is full of light, healing, power, and love. He speaks belief. He believed enough to do what was necessary without reserve to gain you his treasure. God wants to be your friend so much that he gave his only son, Jesus. He purchased the world that contained you, the treasure. In Matthew 13:44, Jesus said, "A man found the treasure in a field. Then he hid the treasure again. Then he sold all that he had and purchased the field." You see, the treasure is now legally his. He bought the land and got the treasure. This is a picture of how God gave his son, Jesus, to be the sacrifice for our sin. Romans 5:8 says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." God offered up the sacrifice of Jesus at Calvary and paid the total price for sin. That had never been done before. No one full of sin and death had ever been born into God's rightness until Jesus. On God's side, you were purchased by the sacrifice of Jesus. On your side, you were saved by faith in Jesus' sacrifice and by receiving Jesus as your Savior and Lord. God loves you and he wants to be your friend. From Genesis to Revelations, we see God send his son to purchase his treasure, restoring his fellowship with man. God bought and paid for the world with Jesus' own blood. He didn't have any proof people would believe, but he knew by faith man would be saved. God called man a treasure before Jesus paid for man's sins. He placed a high value on the treasure, that's you and me, and declared that only Jesus' sacrifice would purchase it. Jesus bought the world and mankind. Great! You have completed Lesson 1 in the series, God Wants to Be Your Friend. Please join us for Lesson 2, What You Need to Do to Become God's Friend. You see, God is the buyer and you are the treasure. Think of it. The parable says he gave all he had to get the treasure, to get you. As we finish today's lesson, here are some things for you to do as you think about God as your friend. List some things God did for you, his treasure. Name some things Adam gave away when he sinned. Write your understanding of faith as seen in Romans 4:17. God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Remember to download the documents for your future study. And until next time, Jesus is Lord.